DeMello. Coast FM.
Big news, Harvey Weinstein's been convicted.
Yes, finally, of something at least. I know it's
of
not
some of them.
All
yeah,
of
two
it.
Of them he got acquitted of, but a couple of the counts he was convicted of faces up to 25 years in prison. So,
yeah.
There's some justice for some, it seems.
Yeah.
we're talking about the forecast.
Stormy action.
Yeah, more lightning for the rest of the week. Well, I saw quite a bit yesterday.
Lightning?
Yeah.
I heard lots of rumbling, like, all through the day. I was like, is that someone taking their bins out? Yeah. I'm like, wait, no, that's thunder.
That's everyone that's taking their bins out.
At the same time.
I've got to say, it was kind of weird to watch lightning on the horizon while you're swimming. Because we were in the water and it was a long way off. And I was there going, this is a good idea. Like, maybe it's time for us to get out the water now.
Yeah.
Because that's generally not a good idea, is it? Even it was a long way away. Like, the distance between the lightning and the thunder was considerable. But still, I was getting nervous.
Yeah, I wonder. I haven't heard of anyone getting struck by lightning in the water. But it is a conductor, isn't it?
The general insulator. Well, salt water especially too. But conductor.
Yeah.
But generally, I think the advice is to get out of the water.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, good idea.
Yeah. It's probably not great beach weather for the rest of the week. I don't know, I guess.
It's hot and steamy though, so you want to cool down.
I know. Dunny can explain the details of this to us maybe a bit later on when we talk surf. He might know. He might have been struck.
And if he doesn't, we'll just drop him in the deep end.
He might have been struck once or twice. That'd explain a lot.
Boom.
I say it early.
Wait till he's on air. He can't even defend himself.
I'll give him a chance. Hey, and have you heard about the three-clawed crab?
The three-clawed crab. It's very hard to say.
It is. No. I know. I just realised.
No.
Made a fortune at the second-hand shop. Hey. Hey, with the
Are
extra
you
claw. No. A Mandurah family pulled.
I thought you was all you
no,
wanted to say.
That wasn't it.
I was like, get out of the studio now.
Get it out of the way.
Get
early.
Out.
Now, Mandurah family pulled one out. Heidi Carmen and her family, very surprised.
A mutant crab.
Yeah, apparently it's rare, but it happens every now and then. So one of the little bits of the pincer turns into another claw.
Right.
There you go. And they've released it back into the inlet. So
it's going to make more three-clawed crab babies.
Well, I guess the point is he's out there. He's like the lucky crab that's out there waiting to be caught again.
There you go.
And I thought, how's the timing leading up to Crab Fest with some mutant? It actually made me think a little bit of The Simpsons, you know, with the old blinking.
Oh, yeah. When the sewage, the nuclear waste goes into the.
Yeah. Which is obviously not how it went with us or anything. But old triclaw.
Let's hope not.
Old Triclaw could be our lucky crab.
Triclaw.
Old Snappy.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
That's right. Mandurah Forum is the spot first off to check out the talent of Heat 2 of Coast Factor. 11 to 17-year-old singing talent on show competing for cash and prizes.
Which is like prizes to like set you up.
Amazing.
To be a star.
Our website's got all the details. Tristan, one of the finalists from Heat 1 here.
Just you wait.
Now, coastlive.com.au if you would like to register for Heat 2 on Saturday. 10:30 in the playground area near the food court.
Get involved.
And then it all wraps up at Crab Fest.
The winner will be announced.
That's right. We've got another public holiday.
How good.
Next week.
How good.
Monday, March 2 is Labor Day, and that, of course, means Double de Mellos. kick in Thursday midnight.
Oh, God, I don't think I can handle two of you.
That's right. Thursday midnight, Friday morning. Which one is it? Is it Thursday midnight, Friday midnight? Start of Friday, end of Thursday.
It's Thursday midnight and it's Friday morning.
Okay. Easy answer, apparently. today is also, by the way, Pancake Day.
Is it?
Today's Shrove Tuesday.
There you go. Start of Lent, is it?
Tomorrow. Okay. Which means tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, is the start of Lent.
Ash Wednesday tomorrow, then.
That's right. All begins. Shrove means absolve or to receive forgiveness. That's the theory behind that one there.
Mm.
And mind you, you don't have to be Christian to enjoy a pancake, although it helps.
They taste better.
Do they? with the air of forgiveness,
yeah,
possibly. Enjoy a clam chowder.
Excuse me? A clam chowder?
Mm. Because it's
the
also
alternative.
Well, it's also Clam Chowder Day in America.
Oh, okay. Nothing to do with Lent.
No. So I'm just putting the two options out there. It's definitely pancake
what
day.
What about a clam chowder pancake?
Extravaganza. Dip your powder. Your powder? No. Dip your pancake in the clam chowder.
You should stop talking.
But I'm just... it's the natural progression. Don't make me feel bad for it. Brett Dunn, what's the general word when it comes to water and storm action? Because there's a bit of that about at the minute.
Do you mean with lightning?
Lightning and stuff, yeah. Like, is that a sign to get out normally, or what do you do?
Look, you normally don't hang around, but I actually don't know the science behind it, but whether, you know, if the lightning strikes the water, whether that then affects you. I know the surfers aren't the brightest bunch. A lot of the time we won't even get out of the water for a shark warning, so... I would say probably not. I just wouldn't advise going and taking your pitching wedge or sand wedge down to the beach and practicing a few swings into the water during a lightning storm. I'll wager that.
Good call. Question. Have you got an unhealthy love of chicken? Not like that, by the way. I mean, are you obsessed with takeaway is my question. Because chicken
not
treat.
Me,
no?
No.
Well, WA does seem to be. We have more chicken shops apparently in the takeaway department than like most other, even places in Australia.
Right.
We love our chook. And Chicken Treat knows its market. Chicken Treat is searching for two people to taste test a new mystery menu item, which will be the first of its kind in the country. They've actually put an ad on Seek. Looking for applicants will be paid a competitive hourly rate with plenty of burgers thrown in. However, you need to be eager to try experimental flavours.
Oh my goodness.
And taste combinations. Must, they say, understand the perfect meat to sauce ratio. Have tried chicken and waffles at least twice.
Chicken and waffles, they just give it away.
And must not have made friends with salad. Well, I don't know if they've given it away, but maybe they're putting it into the department for where you go. Maybe it's chicken and pancakes.
Yeah, crispy chicken on pancakes with some maple syrup.
Who knows? But applications close tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. So if you're an expert chicken taster...
Immediately.
Get over there.
I say well played, Chicken Treat.
Yeah, competitive hourly, right? I'm wondering what they're competing with. Competitive with whom?
That's a good question.
Competitive with volunteers.
But you know what? You've got a whole lot of food thrown into the equation.
True. Free food.
Chicken Treat, you got WA hypnotised and we wouldn't want it any other way.
There would be so many applications.
Tell me about it.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
Hot on Hollywood's trail, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Miley Cyrus is headlining a bushfire relief concert in Melbourne next month. I know, just dropped that on us all of a sudden.
I know.
She's bringing Lil Nas X with her and it will also feature the Veronicas.
Wow.
It's all happening March 13 with tickets going on sale today at midday via Ticketek. So if you're heading over to Melbourne or you'll be willing to go over there, it's all part of the Grand Prix of lead-up event. Okay. So there's, I think Robbie Williams might be performing as well.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're heading over there for that, you might want to get some tickets. As I said, midday today via Ticketek with all proceeds from ticket sales going to Australian charities working to restore forests, wildlife and communities affected by the bushfires. Now, Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of a criminal sexual act in the first degree during his sexual assault trial. So he hasn't been sentenced for all of the...
No, he was convicted for.
Yes, but he is facing up to 29 years in prison.
Right.
So, yeah, still waiting to see. This is going to keep going on for years and years,
I feel.
It's
not like he's not going to appeal. This process will continue.
Yes, so unfortunately not the last we'll hear of that. Kanye West's Sunday service has proven to be very popular over the past year or so. After he performed it at Coachella last year, the likes of Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, Gwen Stefani, Bradley Cooper and Brad Pitt have all been attending. And Justin Bieber is the latest celeb to be spotted at the Sunday service, even treating the crowd to a surprise performance.
Oh, I see that you were there for me and I can't say
the kind of crowd support that goes, it is just like the church service.
It's so cool, honestly. If you haven't seen videos of it, check it out. His album Changes also has gone number one, which makes it the 7th number one album of his career. So good on you, babes. And Quentin Tarantino and his wife Daniela Pick have just welcomed their first child.
Aww.
A little baby boy born on February 22. No name yet.
Little T.
Little T? Is that what you're calling him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Little T.
Well, little Tarantino.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. May not be on the birth certificate, but we'll just call it.
Can you imagine Little T Tarantino?
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.